The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Mastery by Linda D. Harper. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress-Free Guide to Stress Mastery by Linda D. Harper is a comprehensive guide to understanding and managing stress in our lives. The book begins with an introduction that explains the importance of recognizing and addressing stress, as well as how it can affect us both physically and mentally. It then goes on to discuss the different types of stress, including acute, chronic, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. The author also provides information about the causes of stress, such as work or family pressures, financial worries, health issues, or traumatic events. She then outlines strategies for reducing and managing these sources of stress through lifestyle changes such as exercise and relaxation techniques. The second part of the book focuses on specific techniques for dealing with stressful situations. These include cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, mindfulness meditation practices, journaling exercises, visualization techniques, biofeedback training methods, yoga poses for relaxation purposes, breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, aromatherapy, music therapy, art therapy activities, self-hypnosis sessions, positive affirmations/self-talk statements, time management skills development plans. In addition to providing detailed instructions on how to use each technique effectively in order to reduce anxiety levels and improve overall well-being, the author also offers advice on how best to incorporate them into daily life routines. Finally, she concludes her book by discussing ways in which we can maintain healthy habits over time so that we are better equipped at handling future stresses. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Identify your stressors. Recognize the sources of stress in your life and take steps to reduce or eliminate them. This can help you to better manage your stress levels and lead a healthier, more balanced life. Main idea number two. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help to reduce stress and improve overall well-being. Main idea number three. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being present in the moment and focusing on the here and now. It can help to reduce stress and increase awareness of your thoughts and feelings. Main idea number four. Take time for yourself. Make time for yourself to relax and unwind. This can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number five. Practice positive self-talk. Speak kindly to yourself and focus on the positive aspects of your life. This can help to reduce stress and improve your outlook on life. Main idea number six. Connect with others. Connecting with friends and family can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number seven. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number eight. Get organized. Establishing a system for organizing your life can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number nine. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 10. Get enough sleep. Getting adequate sleep can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 11. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 12. Eat a healthy diet. Eating a healthy diet can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 13. Avoid unhealthy habits. avoiding unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking, and drug use can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 14. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 15. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 16. Manage your time. Establishing a system for managing your time can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 17. Learn to say no. Learning to say no to things that are not important can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 18. Seek professional help. Seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 19. Practice self-care. Practicing self-care can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main idea number 20. Find meaning and purpose. Finding meaning and purpose in life can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing and reducing the amount of stress you experience. Stress can come from a variety of sources, such as work, family life, relationships, finances, or health issues. It's important to take time to recognize what these sources are so that you can begin to address them. Once you have identified the source of your stress, it will be easier for you to develop strategies for dealing with it. When identifying your stressors, it is also helpful to consider how much control you have over each one. If there are certain things that are out of your control, then try not to focus too much energy on them, as this will only add more unnecessary stress into your life. Instead, focus on those areas where you do have some influence and look at ways in which they could be improved. Once you have identified the main sources of stress in your life, then start taking steps towards reducing or eliminating them wherever possible. This may involve making changes within yourself, such as learning relaxation techniques or developing better coping skills, changing external factors like improving communication with others, or simply removing yourself from stressful situations altogether if necessary. By taking the time to identify and address the sources of stress in our lives, we can help ourselves lead healthier, more balanced lives free from excessive levels of anxiety and worry. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress and improving overall well-being. Regular exercise helps to reduce stress levels, improve mood, and increase energy levels. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats can help to provide the body with essential nutrients for optimal health. Adequate sleep is also necessary for proper functioning. Getting enough restful sleep each night can help to reduce fatigue and improve concentration. In addition to physical health benefits, developing healthy habits can also have positive effects on mental health. Taking time out of your day for activities such as yoga or meditation can help you relax and clear your mind from worries or anxieties that may be causing stress. Making sure you take regular breaks throughout the day will give you time away from work-related tasks so that you don't become overwhelmed by them. Creating a routine that includes these types of activities will make it easier to stick with them in the long run. Setting realistic goals for yourself will also help ensure success in establishing new habits. Start small if needed, but gradually build up until they become second nature. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness is a great way to reduce stress and increase awareness of your thoughts and feelings. It involves focusing on the present moment, without judgment or attachment to any particular outcome. This can be done through activities such as meditation, yoga, tai chi, or simply taking time out for yourself each day to focus on your breath and observe your thoughts without getting caught up in them. Mindfulness helps us become more aware of our reactions to stressful situations so that we can respond rather than react. Mindfulness also encourages us to accept ourselves just as we are in this moment, with all our flaws and imperfections, instead of striving for an idealized version of ourselves. By accepting ourselves unconditionally, we can learn how to better manage difficult emotions like anger or fear when they arise. We can also develop greater self-compassion, which allows us to treat ourselves kindly even when things don't go according to plan. Finally, practicing mindfulness helps us cultivate gratitude for the good things in life that often get taken for granted. When we take time out from our busy lives and appreciate what is right here right now, it gives us a sense of peace and contentment that no amount of material possessions could ever provide. Main idea number 4. Taking time for yourself is essential to managing stress and improving your overall well-being. It can be difficult to make the time, but it's important to prioritize self-care in order to stay healthy and balanced. Taking a few minutes each day or even an hour once a week can help you relax and unwind from the stresses of everyday life. When taking time for yourself, try activities that are calming, such as reading, listening to music, going for a walk, or doing yoga. You could also take up hobbies like painting or gardening, which will give you something enjoyable to focus on while allowing your mind some much-needed rest. If possible, try not to use this time for work-related tasks, as this may defeat the purpose of having some downtime. It's also important not to feel guilty about taking some me time. It's necessary in order for us all to maintain our mental health and well-being. So don't forget, take some regular breaks throughout the day if you need them. Main idea number 5. Practicing positive self-talk is an important part of managing stress. It involves speaking kindly to yourself and focusing on the positive aspects of your life. This can help to reduce stress by providing a more optimistic outlook on life, which in turn can lead to better decision-making and improved mental health. When engaging in positive self-talk, it's important to be mindful of the language you use. Instead of using negative words like can't or shouldn't, try replacing them with more empowering phrases such as I will do my best or I am capable. Additionally, focus on what you are grateful for and remind yourself that even though things may not always go according to plan, there is still something good that can come out of any situation. Positive self-talk also helps us stay focused on our goals and encourages us when we feel discouraged. When faced with a difficult task or challenge, take a moment to think about how far you have already come and all the successes you have achieved so far. Remind yourself that no matter what happens next, you are strong enough to handle it. Main idea number 6. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we are feeling overwhelmed, it can be easy to isolate ourselves and shut out the world around us. However, connecting with friends and family can help to reduce stress and improve our overall well-being. It allows us to share our worries and concerns in a safe environment, while also providing emotional support from those who care about us. Having meaningful conversations with people we trust can provide comfort during difficult times. We may find that talking through our problems helps us gain clarity on how best to manage them. Additionally, spending time with loved ones gives us a sense of belonging, which can boost self-esteem and confidence. It's important to remember that connecting with others doesn't have to mean face-to-face interaction. There are many ways we can stay connected even when physical distance separates us. Technology has made it easier than ever before for people all over the world to keep in touch via video calls or messaging apps. Making an effort to connect regularly will not only benefit your mental health but also strengthen relationships between you and your loved ones. So take some time each day, whether it's 5 minutes or an hour, just for yourself. Reach out, talk openly about what you're going through, listen actively when someone else speaks up. These small steps will make a big difference. Main idea number 7. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Deep breathing is a simple technique that involves focusing on taking slow, deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. This helps to relax tense muscles and clear your mind of any worries or anxieties. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique which involves tensing and relaxing each muscle group in turn, starting with the feet and working up to the head. Guided imagery is a third technique which involves using visualization exercises such as imagining yourself in a peaceful place or picturing yourself achieving success. These techniques can help you become more aware of how your body responds to stress, allowing you to better manage it when it arises. Practicing these techniques regularly will also help you develop skills for dealing with stressful situations more effectively over time. Main idea number 8. Getting organized is an important step in managing stress. When you have a system for organizing your life, it can help to reduce the amount of time and energy spent on mundane tasks like finding misplaced items or trying to remember where you put something. It also helps to create more free time for activities that bring joy and relaxation into your life. Organizing your space can be as simple as creating designated areas for different types of items such as clothing, books, paperwork, etc. You may also want to consider investing in organizational tools such as filing cabinets or storage bins with labels so that everything has its own place. Additionally, setting up a daily routine can help keep things running smoothly by providing structure and consistency. Having an organized lifestyle will not only make day-to-day tasks easier, but it will also give you peace of mind knowing that everything is in its proper place. Taking the time to get organized now will save you from unnecessary stress down the road. Main idea number 9. Setting realistic goals is an important part of managing stress. When you set unrealistic expectations for yourself, it can lead to feelings of frustration and disappointment when those expectations are not met. On the other hand, setting realistic goals allows you to focus on achievable objectives that will help you reach your desired outcome without feeling overwhelmed or discouraged. Realistic goals should be specific and measurable so that progress can be tracked over time. It's also important to break down larger tasks into smaller steps in order to make them more manageable. Additionally, setting a timeline for each goal helps keep motivation high and provides a sense of accomplishment as milestones are reached. Finally, it's essential to reward yourself along the way for meeting your goals. This could include taking a break from work or treating yourself with something special after completing a task. Celebrating small successes can help boost morale and provide extra motivation when tackling difficult projects. Main idea number 10. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. When we don't get enough rest, our bodies become more vulnerable to the effects of stress and it can be harder to cope with difficult situations. Not getting enough sleep can also lead to a decrease in productivity, as well as an increase in irritability and mood swings. Adequate sleep helps us stay alert and focused during the day, allowing us to better manage stressful situations. It also gives our body time to repair itself from any damage caused by stress hormones such as cortisol. Getting at least 7 hours of quality sleep each night will help you feel refreshed and energized when you wake up. If you are having trouble sleeping due to stress or anxiety, there are several things that may help improve your quality of rest: avoiding caffeine late in the day, exercising regularly but not too close to bedtime, establishing a regular bedtime routine, limiting screen time before bed, using relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation before going to bed, and making sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, comfortable temperature-wise, and free from distractions. Main idea number 11. Exercising regularly is an important part of managing stress. Exercise releases endorphins, which are hormones that make you feel good and reduce stress levels. Regular exercise can also help to improve your overall well-being by increasing energy levels, improving sleep quality, and reducing feelings of depression or anxiety. When it comes to exercising for stress relief, the key is consistency. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity most days of the week. This could include walking, jogging, swimming, cycling, or any other form of aerobic exercise that gets your heart rate up and makes you break a sweat. If you're new to exercise or have been inactive for some time, then start slowly with low-intensity activities such as stretching or yoga before gradually building up over time. You may find it helpful to join a gym class or enlist the help of a personal trainer who can provide guidance on how best to reach your goals. Main idea number 12. Eating a healthy diet is an important part of managing stress. Eating nutritious foods can help to reduce the physical and mental effects of stress, as well as improve your overall well-being. A balanced diet should include plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Additionally, it's important to limit processed foods that are high in sugar or salt. In addition to eating a balanced diet, it's also important to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day. Drinking enough water helps keep your body functioning properly and can help you feel more energized when dealing with stressful situations. Finally, try to avoid skipping meals or relying on unhealthy snacks for energy boosts during times of stress. Skipping meals can lead to fatigue, which will only add more strain on your body, while unhealthy snacks may provide temporary relief but won't give you the nutrients needed for long-term health benefits. Main idea number 13. Unhealthy habits such as smoking, drinking, and drug use can have a detrimental effect on your physical and mental health. Not only do these activities increase stress levels, but they can also lead to serious medical conditions like cancer or heart disease. By avoiding unhealthy habits, you can reduce the amount of stress in your life and improve your overall well-being. In addition to avoiding unhealthy habits, it is important to practice healthy lifestyle choices that will help you manage stress more effectively. Eating nutritious meals regularly throughout the day helps keep energy levels up while providing essential nutrients for optimal health. Regular exercise is another great way to reduce stress by releasing endorphins, which act as natural mood boosters. Finally, getting enough sleep each night allows the body time to rest and recharge so that it is better equipped to handle stressful situations. Main idea number 14. Practicing gratitude is a powerful way to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. It involves taking the time to recognize and appreciate all of the good things in life, no matter how small they may seem. This can be done through journaling, meditating, or simply reflecting on what you are thankful for each day. When we practice gratitude, it helps us to shift our focus away from negative thoughts and feelings that can lead to stress. Instead of dwelling on worries or anxieties about the future, we become more mindful of the present moment and all that it has to offer. We also start to notice more positive aspects in our lives, such as relationships with friends and family members, moments of joy or beauty in nature, accomplishments at work or school, all things that bring us happiness. Gratitude also encourages us to take action towards achieving our goals by motivating us with a sense of purpose. When we feel grateful for something specific, like an opportunity or accomplishment, it gives us energy and enthusiasm, which can help propel us forward into making progress towards reaching our desired outcomes. Finally, practicing gratitude helps build resilience against difficult times, because it reminds us that even when faced with adversity, there is still much good in life worth being thankful for. By focusing on these positives instead of getting stuck ruminating over problems out of our control, we are better able to cope with stressful situations without feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 15. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can be an effective way to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Breaks provide a much-needed respite from the demands of everyday life, allowing you to take a step back and relax. Taking time away from work or other obligations can help clear your mind, refresh your energy levels, and give you perspective on any challenges that may be causing stress. When taking breaks, it's important to make sure they are meaningful. This means doing something that is enjoyable for you, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or engaging in some form of creative activity such as painting or drawing. It's also important to ensure that these activities don't become another source of stress, so if something isn't working out as planned, then don't feel obligated to continue with it. It's also beneficial to set aside specific times during the day when you will take breaks. This helps create structure and ensures that there is always time available for relaxation. Finally, remember not to overdo it. Too many long breaks can lead to feelings of guilt or anxiety about unfinished tasks. Main idea number 16. Managing your time is an important part of stress management. When you have a system in place for managing your time, it can help to reduce the amount of stress that you feel and improve your overall well-being. Establishing a system for managing your time involves setting goals and priorities, creating schedules, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks, delegating responsibilities when possible, and taking regular breaks throughout the day. Setting goals and priorities helps to ensure that you are focusing on what matters most to you. Creating schedules allows you to plan out how much time each task will take, so that there is less room for procrastination or feeling overwhelmed by too many tasks at once. Breaking down tasks into smaller pieces makes them more manageable and easier to complete without feeling overwhelmed or stressed out. Delegating responsibilities when possible can also help lighten the load so that one person isn't shouldering all of the work. Finally, taking regular breaks throughout the day gives your mind a chance to rest from all of its hard work. Taking short breaks every hour or two can help keep your energy levels up while still allowing enough time for completing necessary tasks. By establishing a system for managing your time effectively, it can help reduce stress levels significantly while improving overall well-being in both physical and mental health aspects. Main idea number 17. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. When we are constantly saying yes to things that don't really matter, it can lead to feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. Saying no allows us to prioritize our time and energy on the things that truly matter in life. It also helps us set boundaries with others so they know what we will and won't do. When learning how to say no, it's important not to feel guilty about it. We all have limited resources of time and energy, so being able to recognize when something isn't worth investing those resources into is a valuable skill. Additionally, if you find yourself struggling with guilt after saying no, remind yourself that you are doing this for your own well-being. Finally, practice makes perfect. The more you practice saying no in small situations such as declining invitations or turning down requests from friends or family members, the easier it will become over time. Learning how to say no can be difficult at first, but once mastered can help reduce stress levels significantly. Main idea number 18. Seeking professional help is an important step in managing stress. A therapist or counselor can provide guidance and support to help you identify the sources of your stress, develop strategies for coping with it, and create a plan for improving your overall well-being. They can also offer advice on how to better manage difficult emotions such as anger, anxiety, and depression that often accompany high levels of stress. Therapists are trained professionals who understand the complexities of mental health issues and have experience helping people work through them. They will listen without judgment and provide unbiased feedback about what might be causing your distress. With their help, you can learn new skills to cope with stressful situations more effectively. In addition to providing emotional support, therapists may also suggest lifestyle changes that could reduce stress levels. These could include getting enough sleep each night, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, engaging in relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, setting realistic goals, taking time out for yourself, avoiding unhealthy habits like smoking or drinking alcohol excessively, seeking social support from friends and family members when needed. If you're feeling overwhelmed by life's demands or struggling with persistent feelings of sadness or anxiety, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. It could make all the difference in reducing your stress levels and improving your overall well-being. Main idea number 19. Practicing self-care is an important part of managing stress and improving your overall well-being. Self-care involves taking time to nurture yourself, both physically and emotionally. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, engaging in relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, spending time with friends and family, pursuing hobbies that bring you joy, and setting aside time for yourself each day. Self-care also includes recognizing when you need help from others. It's okay to ask for support from a friend or family member if you are feeling overwhelmed by stress. Additionally, seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor can be beneficial if needed. By making self-care a priority in your life, it will become easier to manage the stresses of everyday life. Taking care of yourself should always come first so that you have the energy and resources necessary to take on whatever comes your way. Main idea number 20. Finding meaning and purpose in life can be a powerful tool for reducing stress. When we have something to strive for, it gives us direction and focus. It helps us to stay motivated and engaged with our lives, even when things get tough. Having a sense of purpose also provides us with a greater sense of control over our lives, which can help reduce feelings of helplessness or hopelessness. Having meaningful goals that are aligned with your values can give you the motivation to keep going even when times are hard. Knowing what is important to you and why it matters will help you make decisions that align with your values rather than just reacting out of fear or anxiety. This will lead to more positive outcomes in the long run. When we find meaning and purpose in life, it allows us to feel connected to something bigger than ourselves. We become part of something larger than ourselves, whether that's family, community, faith, or nature, which brings about feelings of belonging and security. Ultimately, finding meaning and purpose in life is an individual journey. There is no one-size-fits-all answer, as everyone has different needs and desires. However, by taking time out from the hustle-bustle of everyday life to reflect on what truly matters most to you can bring clarity on how best move forward towards achieving your goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.